the second time in a week, Wrangell's boys cross-country team sat atop the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department's engine number 6 on a victory ride through town. In between wails of the siren, parent Mickey Angerman spiritedly made announcements. A train of honking cars followed the truck, which had hand-painted banners celebrating the state champions hanging down the sides. The first fire truck ride came after the boys' decisive regionals win in Sitka on October 1st. At the cross-country state championships, Wrangell sophomore Daniel Harrison won the state title in 17 minutes, 29.1 seconds, but the rest of the team wasn't far behind. Five of the team members placed in the top 8, and out of 82 competitors in the boys' Division 3 race, all 7 of Wrangell's runners placed in the top 25. Actually, it's the first time a Wrangell team for any sport has won a state championship since 1995, when the boys' basketball team beat Haynes in the state finals. The fire truck ride kicked off a week of town celebrations. After a public celebration in the school gym Friday morning, most of the team gathered around a table in the high school commons, wearing their red and gray windbreakers and holding commemorative state champs teddy bears, wearing little red hoodies. Senior team captain Devlin Campbell glanced around the table.
It just felt glorious. Felt glorious to win state.
It was also somewhat surreal, says senior Ethan Blatchley, who placed 6th at the state championships and 3rd out of Wrangell's runners.
It didn't hit as soon as I thought it would, that we won. I mean, I watched everyone go through besides Daniel and Devlin because they were ahead of me, but it just felt good.
So when did it sink in then?
Probably about 8 minutes after.
There's nothing specific about 8 minutes, he adds with a laugh, just a ballpark. Team Captain Campbell said the team's training was what he called a big grinder. Their new assistant coach, Mason Valarma, put them through college-level workouts, and Campbell said they had to trust the new process and their new coach to pay big dividends.
Nobody else in this region is doing anything that we did, so I didn't know how big of an improvement it would actually help or improve us, but it really did. It worked, and all of us PR'd insanely, especially Elias. It's big for the program.
Boys laugh. Big for the program seems to have been a team catchphrase throughout the season. Valarma, for his part, says he was a bit worried before the final race of the season. The weather was rainy, the course was muddy, and the runners weren't looking too stellar either.
They looked really nervous. Like, really nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're gonna blow it. Well, I mean, they just kind of have these blank stares. Like, I remember looking at Daniel like, uh-oh, like, this might not go good. then they got it together before the race. It was pretty cool.
Harrison, who won the individual state title, confirms he was anxious too.
I was very nervous before the race, but we just did what we did before every race. We just tried to just be calm and, I mean, show up and do what we needed to do.
And the team came through. Harrison credits the team's single-minded focus. He says the state championship has been on the team's minds all season.
It was awesome to win like individually and then just like see all of my teammates come through like right after each other, just back to back, and I was like, dang, we did it. We really did it. And it was crazy because I mean this has been our goal the whole season and we've just been hammering it out, so like that feeling, like seeing them all finish like right after each other, all in the top 10 was incredible. It was pretty sweet.
Harrison says he thinks winning regionals gave runners a boost of confidence before the state championships. It was the first regional win for a Wrangell boys cross country team since 2004. Freshman Boomchain Laux placed 7th overall in the race, the fastest Division III freshman in the state. He's looking ahead to the spring and says the state cross country title gives a boost.
It's good to have going into a track season coming from cross country, so hopefully we can get another banner for that.
Valarma confirms he and the boys are hoping to help revive Wrangell's track program, which has been dormant for a while and hasn't ever made it to state.
I know that we had one long time ago, and I think we're making a pretty big push to get the middle school cross country team and the high school track team back and alive, because we haven't had a baseball team or a softball team for a lot of years, so we want to be able to provide a spring sport that there's some interest in. And track's about a perfect scenario after rolling through this cross-country season. There'll be a lot of interest for it. So, of course, we don't have a track, but Petersburg doesn't either. So we'll be all right, I think.
But track doesn't start for a few months. In the meantime, Valarma will be ordering a banner to commemorate the school's first team state title in almost 30 years, and many of the boys will transition into winter wrestling. Seniors Ethan Blatchley and Randy Churchill placed second and third in their respective weight classes at state last year, and Churchill says he hopes he can secure a win for Wrangell on the mat in addition to the team's win on the trails. It would certainly be big for the program. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.